Thanks for joining, everyone. This is sort of an additional session to what I already mentioned and talked about in the big room, and it's just, you know, there to dive a little bit deeper, but also maybe make it a little bit interactive. And I don't know if you have any questions based on what you saw in the earlier session. Please feel free. I want to make this sort of interactive session to go through what we generally do. And some of the slides you might have seen, I have some new slides in there. I can maybe show you a few more data sets that are very recent data sets about what people watch. And feel free to ask questions throughout the session, please. As I will mention, I mean, the reason why we tackle this, so Synalytic, a little bit of background about what we do. We are a predictive analytics business intelligence platform for the film industry normally. What we do is we build a software that can help studio executives and independent companies figure out content value at the early stage of the process, meaning at greenlighting especially. And what we always, as I mentioned, when I looked at what happened in the world, of course, streaming is now the biggest revenue driver, and we always wanted to understand and drive insights for streaming, but it's not easy because we weren't able to get data. Netflix, HBO, Disney Plus, they don't share data at this point at least. And so we needed to figure out how can we, you know, drive insights without getting access to that proprietary data. And that's how we discovered the piracy data set that in a way is streaming. It's just streaming. It's a similar kind of decision, because when you stream, you pay $6.99, $12.99, whatever it is, and you don't pay for content, right? It's like time is my currency. Where do I want to spend the next 60 minutes, the next 45 minutes, the next 2 hours? And this is how you make decisions when you watch something on streaming platforms. The piracy is very similar, because, yeah, of course, you don't pay for it. All the content's out there is available to you. What do you want to watch? And this, I guess, is the reason why this data is so highly correlated, so high. And as you can see, this is just 1 week. We use it as an example. The week of January, you can really see what people pay for, what they watch legally, and what they watch illegally. And you can see that this is now 2 weeks before. Because one thing that piracy data doesn't do is it doesn't follow windowing, of course. So you get to know, as soon as, I would say, the release of something on piracy is when a high-quality version is available for people to watch. And so oftentimes when a high-quality version of Joker comes out and it goes to the number one of that week, it could be 3 weeks before the VOD release, but you already know, basically, how successful it will be. So that's a nice predictive nature of that data set when you want to understand how certain... When you learn about the immediate release. But what it also tells you is what, you know, generally, it tells you what people want to watch globally. And as I, you know, showed before, these are just a few charts back from September, United Kingdom, Poland, Spain. You can see there are certain similarities in certain shows, because we live in that global content world that is dominated by US content generally, but then there are local shows in the OTT space. Of course, we don't represent free TV. So if you want to understand, if a company wants to understand what works on Polish free TV, that's not the data set to look at. This is the data set to look at to understand what works on OTT on a global scale, basically. And that is, I guess, valuable content for, we work with studios and streaming companies to understand how does certain content travel globally, but also sort of where is that content more valuable. How, if I want to build up my platform in a new country, what do people watch in that territory? What should I, what kind of content should I focus on? These are all valuable insights that this data set can present in real time. We collect 120 million transactions daily. And so it is a huge data set, and it's real time. The servers are working hard to, right now, to get that, to collect that data. And as you can see, there are certain differences, but you know, Game of Thrones always very strong. This is back, that's a bit older, so, but you can always see, we do visualizations right now. This is a data service, it's not platformatized, similar to what we have for film, but it's something that we work with either via an API or we hand create analysis based on that data. This is some more recent data. You can see what the most popular show in 2019, no big surprise, it is Game of Thrones, but then Mandalorian had a very strong show, and Walking Dead, I mean, some of that is pretty not very surprising, but the nice thing is you can also, this is just a 1 week sample for the particular week end of January. You can see Star Trek Picard just came out, was very popular that week, by the new Vikings, Mandalorian still tracking high. But based on that data, we were very able, we could see very early that Disney Plus and Mandalorian is a huge success without knowing the real Disney numbers right away. We also saw that Apple Plus shows were underperforming quite a lot. Apple Plus never made it anywhere. And that kind of, so very early on, after 2 days, these platforms would be online, we could give a pretty good picture of how successful they are. And that's the nice thing about the data set, that you can really globally understand what people are watching. But I think, so when we looked at the data, we said, okay, that's interesting. People understand what you can, please.
Sorry, that last slide, is that market share, did you say for global or
no, that's
US?
Just, that's US, and that's just top 10, I think, what I can see here. It's just top 10 market share. That's not overall market share.
Right.
So this is just the market share of these 10. So yeah, Game of Thrones didn't own 35% of the US, that would be too much. But no, it's just broken down in these top 10. And so the next step that we did is, we wanted to understand, okay, it's good to have the amount of data, but the key question is, who are these people, right? Because you want to sell content to these people. And the advantage of that data set we have is that we collect IP addresses. We collect millions of IP addresses daily of people that watch content illegally. And nowadays, there are companies that can match these IP addresses with large data sets they own for the marketing space. And so what we're able to do is we're able to, and this is a good example here, I guess, we're able to really take our demand data that you see here on the left, at top 10, I don't know, not very readable, but yeah, Mandalorian, again, that was during the Mandalorian launch, and then we took all the IP addresses we collected from Mandalorian, send them off to a partner, and they could very quickly give us an insight on who the audiences are that watch that show. And then you can compare this against all kind of different...
I have a question.
Yes.
You are making the assumption that the demographic of the peer-to-peer user is the same as the demographic from the OTT users.
Mm-hmm. So there are two different things. So we can establish two. So that's a good question. So the first idea that we had is to create lookalike audiences, basically taking our IP addresses, they can match them, and the match rate is very high, which is good. So they're able to match this IP because they have these people that are content, they're actually very, you know, they're active consumers of other things, and so we can show exactly and profile who these people are, and so we can create that kind of audience profile of how that show, what kind of audience profile there is for that kind of show. How we do that, we use prism segments. So we dissect the consumer into 67 very detailed segments. And these are, I get into more detail there. Yeah, but you're right. So we profile a consumer. There are two ways you can look at this. Either as a lookalike consumer, that you can then not necessarily target that person, but target a similar audience. So you can see certain income, we have a lot of more data than here, certain age, household, and you can look at their spending patterns and their patterns of where these people are in the internet, wherever, however you want to target them. And then you can either target that IP address directly, and the question is, that's what we're testing now, can you activate actually the piracy people? And it's not all that they're just poor, and I mean, a lot of it is in Beverly Hills and Manhattan, Upper East Side, so it's not just poor people that pirate. But to answer your question, there are two ways to do this. You can either, and we would look into this target, of course, the pirating person. We weren't sure if that's going to work, but we'll look into it. But we also create lookalike audiences to then target that kind of certain demographic through prism groups. If that makes sense.
This may be a silly question, but is there a possibility that Apple's was underperforming in your data set because they may have had better security measures?
No. the show is available. I mean, there was a high quality rip available right away.
Could that be a variable though in your data model?
It's definitely a variable. So the bad thing or nice thing, it's terrible. Once it's on Apple Plus in HD quality, it's ripped an hour later. So if there is no bad quality shaky camera audience rip that you have in the theaters. This is straight from, this is like 4K HD rip, and we have all these descriptors. So you can see it's a 4K, so we know actually how the quality of that rip is. We know a lot of more information. Actually, we know which device is being watched. There are a lot of more deeper insights that we can provide. We didn't even dig into them yet. But yeah, to answer your question, especially in the TV world, everything is HD. And it's available the hour after it's aired. Whether it's on Netflix or Disney Plus, Mandalorian, we could see the spike. I mean, everybody's waiting for it, of course. And we could see it being pirated. It launched at a certain hour. I can't remember. It was pirated, and we just saw it.
So you don't see any variable in terms of platforms. Everybody's stuff is being equally ripped off.
I would say Netflix is definitely less ripped. So we have to normalize, I guess, for Netflix because it's just a larger, it's just a larger consumer base. So our data scientists are looking into normalizing to an extent there, figuring out that kind of question. But that's important. So, but the nice thing is, if you just pull Netflix data, and you don't compare it to any other, you can just see what works within Netflix. That makes sense. And so yeah, the idea was really to go into the audience side of things to help with targeting, planning, and especially media buying, because a lot of money, I think $800 million is spent every year to market trailers. And so this can be